You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Alex Tsuchijima, and you're listening to Karasu on 101.9. Check it out. 1.9 just to Will O Muite Aruko, performed by Sugar Lunch. If you really like that, pick up the compilation album called Ore Melo, where they have a lot of traditional Japanese music covered by punk artists, Japanese punk artists. So if you like it, please pick it up. The show, as mentioned earlier, is called Karasu, where I play all Japanese independent music just for your ears. And I hope you guys will have this have a great time for this program. My name is Alex Tsuchijima, and tonight I want to do a show that is focusing on experimental music. Well, as y'all know, yesterday was April Fool's Day. Hope you didn't get tricked by your boss or your coworkers, especially if you have if you discovered a brown bag on fire. Hope you didn't step on it. But I decided that maybe I should do a little research and make a collection of sounds and music that are experimental and maybe pushing the music to another level. And I also have a few tracks that are basically talking about stupidity. In Japanese, that would be baka. So hope you guys will be enjoying the next 85 minutes. Oh, by the way, if you have any questions, suggestions, comments, anything that you would like to tell me, you can give me a call, 604-822-CITR. That's 822-2487. How about I start off the show after I've just played that punk song? But how about my next track I am going to play right now? How about some Polyzix? Let's have some pogo punk right now. The song is called Go Ahead Now on 101.9.
We'll be right back.
Polyzix with Now. Go Ahead Now. And pretty rocking it up there. We do really like to make some crazy electronica noise punk in the scenes. And if you've been to their show when they were in Vancouver, I believe in last November, I think you had one hell of a good time. The next band I will be playing now is Boredoms. Of course, you know, if you talk about Japanese independent bands and a group that likes to just use music freely to their own will, beyond some restricted rules, so to say, then Boredom is just the shit. I think it's the best. They could also be categorized as Japanoise, combining the words noise and Japan, but might be a lot easier to remember them as experimental music. This band started off back in 1986 by the vocalist Ai Yamatsuka, who was the former member of Hanatarashi, which means running nose, or basically snot, booger, I would say. And at that time, he was well known as an extremely violent performer. He really liked to just cause ruckus, I would say, and maybe cause something a little controversial and maybe dangerous to both himself and to the fans. In fact, that he actually accidentally cut himself with a circular saw at one show and even drove a backhoe, or basically sort of like a caterpillar, I guess, through the walls of one venue, basically destroying everything from the stage set and cleaning the club itself. And you probably know what probably happened next. To police and the ambulances came. It was total chaos. But he started the band in 1986, the Boredoms, and they really created a well blend of written compositions, but at the same time, they really put a lot of improvisation in their music as well. So if you go to any of their shows, like if they are touring, for example, probably each and every show, their music is going to be almost completely different, because on one hand, they may have like a set composition that they like to go through freely, but at the same time, they'll just be playing random notes, improvising it all the way. So each and every show will be different all the time. By the way, if you're interested to check out the Boredom show, you might want to keep this date down in your notebook. On July 7th, 2007, they'll be playing in New York City, and they'll be playing a show called 77 Drum. What that is that the number 77 is not regarding the July 7th date, but actually the total number of drummers that are going to be joining the set. So just imagine 77 drummers on one stage playing with the Boredoms. I think that's going to be one hell of a good show. But how about I'll give you a sample of what Boredoms would sound like. This is a very nice treat for you guys. It is a live recording at the Cambridge University in England, and it is a 10-minute track that doesn't really have a title for the song. I don't have it with me at the moment, but this is a live recording at Cambridge University, and I hope you guys will have a great time with this. Again, this is Boredoms on 101.9. That was a clip, or should I say a 10-minute track from a live recording in Cambridge University. That was the band Boredoms, and I hope you guys like that. The show is Karasu, if you just tuned in. I will be focusing on Japanese independent and experimental bands for the April Fool's or post-April Fool's Day. I thought it was going to be very suitable for that. And hope you guys will be enjoying it the next little while. Next up, I will be playing by an artist called Nanao Tabito. It is a very unique artist, I would say. He has musically experimented with various genres, from electronica, new age, rock, even rap at times. But all of these will be really categorized into new age or experimental. And he started off maybe rough. I don't know how people would like to take it perspectively. He either took his early life very hard or very freely, like with lots of freedom. Well, he dropped out of elementary school. He decided that he didn't want to go to school at all. I don't know if that was his parents' decision or his own decision, but at such a young age, he decided to drop out and focus on becoming an artist. But then from there, he discovered music, and he started experimenting with an 8-track recorder. And then from there, he just bloomed into one of the pioneering artists that really likes to play around with new sounds and new great fresh compositions. He had made a lot of compilation albums and even toured with many experimental bands. I think he played along with Sonic Youth as well. But the most notable, I would say, will be that he was the 5th support member of Supercar for their final tour back in 2004. And he also joined in an album which is entitled Rovo Presents Man Drive Trans Special Volume 3. It is basically an album collection of experimental artists that Rovo selected. And if you do not know Rovo is a band made by Seiichi Yamamoto, who is the guitarist of the Boredoms. So I think that's a pretty good honor, I would say. It is such an honor for him to be in that album as well. So let me just play one of his songs. This is called Shlimpu, with the subtitle Gulliver 6, and it's going to be a very, shall I say, unique? Maybe that might be the right word for it. How about you listen to it and judge it for yourself?
僕は死んでる。間違ってる。僕は大きく間違ってる。それてるそれてるそれてるそれてるそれてるそれてるそれてるそれてるそれてるそれてる。正気なやつや。
Some Nanao Tabito playing some of his experimental music. That was called Shrimp. Of course, I'm saying it with a very strong Japanese accent. If you haven't figured it out, it means shrimp. Yes, the tasty seafood from the coast. It is just a few minutes past 8 o'clock. This is a Karasu Japanese music show, and how about I'll be playing a little more experimental music for the next little while. I think the next band I will be playing now is called After Dinner. This is just one surprising band that I just found recently. And I would say it's a very nice combination of Japanese traditional and contemporary music with a little touch of avant-garde rock. But they've been playing for quite a long time. In fact, a little longer than the Boredoms. They were actually formed in 1981 with the Hako as the leader. That's his name. He's also the lyrics and music writer for After Dinner. And how they really started off and getting their fan base, they didn't really start off in Japan, but actually in Europe and America, where they distributed free demos and tapes through national and campus radio stations throughout Europe and America. So that really started them off, and they really got their careers coming along when a national German radio station decided to play their music live on the air. And that really led to their first European tour in 1987, with a follow-up to the creation of their very first foreign debut album that is self-titled, After Dinner. So it's very interesting for experimental band, I guess, to really get their album first, not in their own country, but in another country. Maybe most experimental bands might be doing that as well. Who knows? But for me, I think that's quite astonishing, quite surprising. This next track I'm going to be playing is from an album called Paradise of Replica, which is a release and a remastered edition that was made in 2001. And it's some great avant-garde chamber pop. And they actually have in their booklet, the cover booklet, the list of instruments that they used in this album. And they're quite a nice selection of interesting instruments that you'll be hearing in their next track. The list goes on as a harp, cello, flute, clarinet, Glockenspiel, hope I pronounced that right, tongue style, hichiliki, what is that? oboe, piano, keys, tapes. I don't know what they mean by tapes. I don't know if it means a recording tape or masking tape. This is like the very interesting part. Bird sounds, and they also even listed a volleyball. That's right. They actually used a volleyball as an instrument. And yeah, if you don't call that experimental, what is? The song is called Kitchen Life Part 1, performed by After Dinner.
Thank you.
Guess who that was? It's actually Takako Minekawa with Dime Action. And the song is called A Report on an Investigation. And before that, I hope you really like that avant-garde art music, maybe that might be preferred as After Dinner with the song Kitchen Life Part 1. This is CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Alex Tsushijima, and the show is called Karasu. And if you just listened or just, like, you know, turn on the radio and be like, what the heck is this music? Well, it is a Japanese program where I introduce some independent Japanese artists. And for tonight, I am playing some experimental music from Japanese artists. So I hope you guys will be enjoying this program. If there is some band, some Japanese independent band that you would like to hear on the air, and it's experimental, and you say, hey, how come Alex is not playing this, then maybe you should let me know. 604-822-CITR is the number. That's 822-2487. And just to let you know, if you just tuned in, that I already played the boredom, so you don't need to request that. Or unless you want to hear them again, but it'll be another, like, 15-20-minute track. They play some really long tracks in their music, so I would like to put some variety in there. Speaking of variety, I think you'll have your mind blown away in this one, because it's really out of the ballpark. It's really, really odd. I shouldn't say odd. Avant-garde. I think that's a nice way of saying it. But the group is called the Adachi Tomomi Royal Chorus. And this Royal Chorus, yes, it is a choir, but it is a very, very different choir. It's nothing that you would hear, like, in the opera, where it's, it sounds very, you know, glorifying and, you know, waiting for that fat lady to sing in the end or something. But no, this is very more leaning towards the art side. And it's even categorized in the website, or on their website, sorry, as a punk-style sound art choir. Adachi Tomomi was born back in 1972 in Kanazawa Prefecture, and he studied philosophy and aesthetics at the Waseda University, which is a very prestigious university in Tokyo. But instead of becoming a philosopher, he decided to work on contemporary music and improvisation. And now at first he started off as a performer, but he later evolved into a sound poet. And if you go to his website, let me just let you know, www.adachitomomi.com, you will see a very nice video of his creations. He actually made his own instrument devices. One of them is called a Tomomin, which is an amazing electronic circuit instrument that's actually concealed in a Tupperware. And the majority of the experimental artists out there, they probably bought one of those to put into their instrument lineup. And it's very fascinating. And he also even created other instruments, such as making some infrared shirt, where that when he moves his body around, it makes different sounds. And you can find a clip on that on his website as well. But back to the choir. This band, or should I say a group of people, really made some amazing experimental music where they just are saying some Japanese words that are noticeable to your ear, but at the same time, it doesn't really make sense when you line it all out. But if you listen to the sound itself as music, it, on one hand, it might be something that you do not want to hear again, but on the other hand, it's really pushing the art to another level. And I think you'll know what I'm talking about. The first song I'm going to play is Yumiko. It really sounds like some chaos sound accident, I would say. I'm not sure if that's a polite way of saying it, but it's probably not. But it sounds like there's like chaos going on in Tokyo City. And the second track, called Ganzin, it sounds like there's like some tongue twister going on, and there are tons and tons of echoes from each artist singing the same line, but at its different times, so it sounds amazing. There's like a really interesting pattern that goes on in there. Anyways, we'll be playing Adachi Tomomi Royal Chorus right now, starting off with Yumiko on 101.9. If you go to a dictionary and look under the word experimental, I have to say you probably will see this name, Adachi Tomomi Royal Chorus. Very interesting music, if it is considered music for some people, but I think it's a pretty amazing art music. I think I would prefer it to be called art music, but they like to call it as a punk style sound art choir. If you like that track or want to see the video installations and artworks by Adachi Tomomi, you should probably write this down, www.adachitomomi.com. And it may not be music to your ears, but his desire to use different instruments and experimenting on new sounds, it really is amazing. So www.adachitomomi.com. Just to let you know that it is going to be clear overnight. I'm just going to do the weather right now. It is going to be 1 degree Celsius tonight, and it's going to be sunny again, rising, brighting sunshine and it's going to be very good. Till Wednesday, it's going to be cloudy, but a little warm, 90 degrees Celsius. But for the, after that, it'll be just raining. Thursday to Sunday, it's going to be expecting some rain. Thursdays, 11 degrees Celsius. Friday, 15. Saturday, 14. And Sunday, April the 8th, will be 12 degrees Celsius. Light rains from Thursday to Sunday. So if you're just listening to this nearby kits, maybe you should just go out for a stroll. Of course, you probably want to bring your MP3 player and plug this program in there and listen to it while you just walk around. Yes, just a reminder that there is podcasting available for CITR. And hope you guys would like to download many of our programs that are available at this wonderful campus radio stations. Just go to www.citr.ca and then just move your mouse to podcasting, and you'll find all the names of the radio programs, and all you have to do is click on one of them, one of your favorite shows, including Karasu, and just put it onto your iPod or whatever you like to put it on, and hey, that's it. And you get to listen to it anytime, anywhere, any place. So www.citr.ca, podcasting is available. Let's just move away from that choir music, and how about we just refresh our minds back into rock. But first, here's some little experimental punk rock. The band is called Elevation, and a song entitled Love Song, only on CITR. We'll be right back.
Brittany. Hit me, baby, one more time. Xtina. What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy sets you free. Mariah. CITR, where you'll hear none of those divas. CITR 101.9 FM, where the only divas you're likely to hear are Kathleen.
Suck my left one!
D'Amanda. Lydia.
Would somebody please inform the U.S. government that my uterus is not open to public debate.
CITR 101.9 FM, your true diva station.
Yes, yes, y'all. This is CITR, of course. 101.9 FM, if you just figured it out, randomly selecting which station you want to hear. And listening to it right now, you probably want to stick to this one. It's a great station out there, straight from University of British Columbia. And I am focusing on experimental music for tonight's show. It's Karasu, by the way, and hope you guys like it. My name is Alex Ujijima. But I'm going to take a step back from experimental music and play these next two musics or songs because they're both are entitled with the word baka in it. And if you have a Japanese friend, you probably know what baka means. If not, baka means basically stupid, idiocy, you dumb, right? And I think it'd be very suitable for post-April Fool's Day because in Japan, it's called Shigatsu Baka. Shigatsu means April and baka means idiot. So I hope you guys will be loving these next two tracks. It may not be experimental, but hell, it's really catchy. The first song I will be playing is by a band by the name of Lolita Number 18. Coincidentally, they've been playing for 18 years now. That's not how they got their name, Number 18. But they started back in 1989 as a punk cover band, an all-girls punk cover band, and they were just really doing it for fun. They never expected themselves to explode in such a way. But after they started to play all around in the punk Japanese scene, they had their big break in 1993, where they had the opportunity to open for Shonen Knife at a university festival, and their performance was actually recorded on video. Now, somehow this video really caught the eye of Audrey Kimura, who is the owner of the Japanese indie label Benten. And this really led them to make their very first debut CD under the Benten label. And from there, they really caught the attention of USA. In fact, they even went to the SXSW Festival in Texas, which is a pretty huge. And the snowball continued to roll down the hill as they toured all over America and Europe as well. In fact, they even had the opportunity to have Joey Ramone of the Ramones to be their producer. Now, for a punk group, I think that's awesome. So right now, they have their own indie label, Destroyin. That's the name of their indie label. And they're still continuing to punk rock all over Japan. The song I'm going to be playing is called Otona Taiso, which means adult exercise. I wonder what's another word for that. I don't know. Sex? I guess that's what it is. But there's like this part in the song where each and every member of the band keeps on saying, hey, it's just get back to stupidity. You know, who cares about mature adulthood? Let's go and get really, really just stupid. So her vocals are really, really raw it kind of sounds like a Doraemon, which is a cartoon Japanese feline from a children's program. So if you've been to Japan and watched Doraemon, then you probably might think that the voice is very similar. But nonetheless, this punk rock all-girls group is great. Anyways, I'll just be playing them right now. Lolita number 18 with Otona Taiso.
Hey, this is Steve Nash. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds.
Yeah.
Baka Dana. You are so stupid. No, you're not. That's just the translation of that title, Baka Dana. And before that, I had Lolita number 18 with Otona Taiso. Lyrically, they were talking about that when you're all grown up, you have to work for society, but you're still stupid at heart. But Otona Taiso means adult exercise, so I kind of interpret it as sex. Or maybe I'm just a pervert. I don't know. It is 20 minutes before 9 o'clock, or approximately around that time, and you are listening to Karasu. Hope you guys like the show so far, and the next band, or shall I say a solo artist, I'm going to play is Shugo Tokumaru, and he's getting a lot of international attention for his work. He uses a very diverse collection of instruments. I really like the fact that he uses a saw, you know, like the if you watch like a black and white 1920s film, and you know when the ghost comes out, it goes woo-woo-woo. You know when they have like the movement of the saw, I guess they kind of like play it. He uses that, and along with guitar and synthesizers. But what's more fascinating is that at such a young age, I believe he's in his mid-20s right now, but he records and produces his work all by himself. Like, he does everything from the mixing to the playing of each and every instrument, just the whole works for it. He is an unknown Japanese musician while he was making it, but how did he get a lot of international attention? Well, it's probably thanks to music reporters and very prestigious reports and magazines. Even the WRE and the Rolling Stones praised for his originality in his composition as well. So I'm going to be playing a track from his second album. It's called LST, and the song is called Drop. And I'm just gonna play that music and drop it right now on the air once I set this up. And I am ready to go. Hope you guys like it. Again, it's Shugo Tokumaru on 101.9. Thank you. song is called Drop by Shugo Tokumaru. I don't know, for some reason I really like that that eerie saw sound that you hear in the, throughout the whole song. Really like it. Really catches me. I'm going to be playing Zazen Boys next up. It's coming right up, but I'm just going to give you a reminder first of all. At 9 o'clock to be exact, we're going to have Gavin Walker coming into the studio, and he's going to be showing, it's radio. What can you see? You're going to be listening to the jazz show. And for 3 hours, 9 o'clock to 12 midnight, he'll be having a great selection of jazz, blues, anything that comes up to his mind. But it's going to be quality jazz music. You're going to be loving his show. And I believe he also has tonight's features as well, where he basically has one artist or a band that he likes to focus on. So, but nonetheless, it is a great show. If you want to learn more about jazz, again, listen to The Jazz Show, hosted by Gavin Walker. Okay, so I'll be playing Zazen Boys. The song is called Friday Night. I wanted to say it is extremely experimental, say as like the boredoms or after the dinner, but Mukai Shutoku, who is the lead vocalist and the guitarist for Zazen Boys, and also an ex-member of Number Girls, if you listened to last week's show, he really likes to use many of his influences and just blend it completely into the Zazen Boys' music. Like, he has his influences from Sonic Youth, Public Enemy, Flaming Lips, the list goes on, but it's very, very diverse, and it really reflects that in his music. If you listen to the first track, it just sounds like a very simple rock beat by a drummer, and then all of a sudden it just explodes, just splatters all over the place with some wild sound, which it seems like the artists or the musicians in the band are not keeping up with one another. I personally think it's going a little wild, but at the same time, it's all put together very well composed, and it kind of swerves back and forth from there, where it's like that defining line between improvisation and composition, but it has that flow. It's very nice, and I think you'll love it straight to the very end. This song, again, it's called Friday Night by the Zazen Boys, only on CITR. to Zen Boys with Friday Night. And man, that was just incredible. My time is up as well, so I only have 5 minutes left, so I'm going to be playing one last track. It is a good choice. I hope you guys will like it. But before I mention that, I just want to first of all say thank you very much for listening to the show. I will be on again next week at 7:30. I'm always on Monday, 7:30, by the way. And I will probably have a great collection of Japanese rock, punk, hip-hop, or whatever comes up to mind, and depending on my mood too, but it'll be all independent and great Japanese independent music. And I would like to hear, you know, your word as well. Let me know how I am doing. You can give me a call anytime, 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. I know I kind of switched it this time, but nonetheless, it's the same number. Who cares? And you can also send me an email as well. It is japanindie@gmail.com. And when I say indie, it'll be spelled INDIE. japanindie@gmail.com. You know, give me your 2 cents, and hopefully I'll give you back 2 yens. I will finish it up with Rovo. It is a band with Seiichi Yamamoto as a guitarist from The Boredoms, and it'll be a hell of a good one. Again, thank you very much for listening to my program. I think I'm just going to go back home and enjoy some great matcha. So have a good night, and sayonara. Take care. Bye-bye. What?